Honored to have with us on the Community Corner this morning, Mr. Adam Packham. He is the president and founder of Heroes on the River and the chairman of the Northern Shenandoah Valley Community Veterans Engagement Board. Adam, great to have you with us on the Wink Wake Up Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
I know you have a very important military expo that's coming up in May. Before we go there, share with us about the Northern Shenandoah Valley Community Veterans Engagement Board, who you are and what you do.
Basically, we are just businesses, organizations, and individuals in our community that want to hire, support, or help veterans. We are pretty much a complete resource for veterans in our community and beyond. We work directly with the VA and other local government leadership, and anybody is welcome to be a part of our board as long as you have the want to support our military and care about our veterans.
We hear so many times about veterans that are coming off duty and so forth who find it so hard to get back into civilian life. This is an awesome adventure. When did you get this started?
Community Veteran Engagement Boards was started by the old VA director, McDonald, in hopes to bring the VA and the veteran community together and local communities to have resources and help for veterans. There's about 110 plus of these boards across the country. We have been established since about September in Winchester. We meet once a month on the third Thursday of every month from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's typically at Shenandoah University. Everything that we've been doing up until this point is in preparation of this expo.
That leads us right into the 2018 Military Expo coming up on May 14th at Shenandoah University. And tell us about the expo. What's going to be going on?
This is attention to all veterans, active duty, reservists, National Guard, spouses, and caregivers. Come join the Northern Shenandoah Valley Community Veterans Engagement Board on May 14th for the 2018 Military Expo, hosted by Shenandoah University at Halpin Harrison Hall. Opening ceremony will begin at 11 a.m., followed by several informative sessions starting on the hour every hour from 12 to 4. We've got classes on housing, burial benefits, local and government resume writing, interview skills, 211 Virginia, which is similar to 411, but more for veteran resources, how to file disability claims, money management clinic, financial foundations, how to avoid identity theft, reconnection workshop, mind and body workshop, online job searching, a class on LinkedIn, resources for ex-offenders, how to start a business, health and fitness classes, and then programs that the VA themselves is going to be giving classes on. There will be several resource tables to visit, and businesses will be present to hire veterans on the spot. There will be additional time to network from 4 to 5:30. And the public forum will kick off at 5:30 in the auditorium with representatives from local government and VA leadership present to answer questions. Lunch and dinner will be provided at no cost thanks to the generous support of several local restaurants and businesses. This is going to be the single largest informative and resource-filled event for our military community in the history of the Shenandoah Valley. More information can be found on Facebook by searching 2018 Military Expo or by emailing nsvcveb@gmail.com. The group that we have in our Northern Shenandoah Valley, everybody is very passionate about what we do. We are very serious about our military and giving back and showing them how much their community supports them, cares for them, and wants to help them progress in life and transition from military to civilian life.
So again, yes, information sir. On Facebook at 2018 Military Expo. Congratulations, Adam Packham. He is the chairman of the Northern Shenandoah Valley Community Veterans Engagement Board. Thank you so much for what you do, and best of luck on the 14th with the Military Expo.
Thank you, sir. We are super excited, and if you ever served in the military, this is the place to be on May 14th.